Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. So let's take it from the very top of the Mishnah there. The Mishnah tells us that Hagiyores v'Hashvuya v'Hashivcha. If a woman converts, a woman was in captivity, and a woman was a Shivcha, if either one of them, it's Sheniftu, or Shenishkairu, or Shenishchachru, either they were redeemed, or converted, or they were freed from any situations, the din is Pchusos mi'benos Shlosh Shanim, the Yom Echad. If they were less than 3 years old when this event had taken place, then Ksubasa Masayim, the Zixubas of 200, we assume they're full Basula. Even if had they had Bia at that time, the Basulam comes back, so they have a full din of a Basula, and the Ksuba is worth 200. The Yeshlam Tainis Basulam as well. And if the husband claims that there is no Basulam, that would be a valid Taina, because we assume any Bia that took place under three, when she was either a Gaita, or she was a Shvuya, or she was Shifcha, all the Dam Basulam comes back. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan, Matbilin also al das bezdim. Ger, if a person's converting as a child, so bezdin could be matbil, put him in the mikvah. We know when a ger converts, he has to have a mila, he has to be mekabel all mitzvahs, and he also has to go into the mikvah. So that mikvah, although the katan has no das, no willingness on his own, though through bezdin, bezdin's able to be matbil him anyways. Rashi explains the scenario is where there's no father, he lost his father, and the mother's bringing him to bezdin to convert him. So bezdin serves as the father, serves fulfilling the das that the katan lacks. So Gemara says, "My kamash lamutz the chiddush here, and it's a zechus for a person to become a Jew. V'zochin la'adam shel b'fanav, even though he's not present, even though his das, he's not present with his das, still a person could be zochin la'adam shel b'fanav. You could mezake something to an individual if it's a zechus for him. If I could be makin an object for Reuven who's not here because it's a zechus for him, that's the klal. So that's what we're learning, that zochin la'adam shel b'fanav." So Gemara says, what do you need to teach me this halacha? We already know from a Mishnah, Tanina, the Mishnah tells us very clearly, Zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav, v'ein chavin l'adam shlo b'fanav. I can't make a person obligated to do something. I can't create a chov for someone when he's not present. That's not a zechus for him. Only a zechus. We know that klal. So of course, zechus, Zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav. So why are we teaching me a particular example of Ger Kat Makbil no Sa Bezin? That's the obvious point. Of course, it's a zechus. And Gemara says, it's not so obvious that it's a zechus. Now, the same way, what would I have thought? Maybe Ovid Kochavim Behefkera Nichale, the Hakai Milan, maybe a guy rather be in the life he lives where there's no restrictions. He can do what he wants, there's no rules. And Kai Milan, we do have by an Eved, Vadai Behefkera Nichale, an Eved, we have the Gemara mentions, an Eved certainly rather not be a Jew because life as a living Hefker without any rules, doing what you want, enjoying the Olam Hazeh, is better. So maybe a guy as well, just like an Eved likes it Behefker, maybe a guy also likes it Behefker. So Gemara says, Kamash Milan Hani Mile de Gadol de Tam Tam de Isur. It's only true an adult. If an adult as a goy, he tasted the Tam of Isur, he tasted whatever he tasted, then it's very difficult for him to convert, and he'd rather live a life of Hefker, enjoying the world he lives in. But a child of a Katan, Zechusulo, a child who never was exposed to this stuff, so for him it's actually Zechus for him to enter into Yadus. So Gemara says, Lema Misaile. Let's suggest that our Mishnah supports this statement, our Mishnah from above. So Lema Misaile Hagiores Vashvuya Vashivcha Shiniftuv Shinisgairi Vishinisakum Vichusos Mibnos Shlosham Vyomechad. Either any of these individuals who converted or were redeemed or were freed when they were under three. So my love, that bilinu al das bezdin. How did they convert? If they were 2 years old, how in the world did they convert? Is it not where bezdin stood in place and bezdin was matbil them? So that's how they converted. That's how they became Jews. So that's exactly what Rav Huna just said, that tvila ayde bezdin works for a katam or a katana. So Gemara says, lo, hacha b'mayaskinan beger shenis gairu banav uvenos of imo. It's talking about where there was a father and the father had converted the children along with him. How could that be? The children have no das. Where's Bezdin? Because they want to do what their parents do. So a child is able to convert one of two ways. Either with the father, and the father, they want to follow their father's lead. So that's one way. Or the other way, if there is no father in the absence of a father, so then Bezdin will supply the necessary das. But there's no rye from our Mishnah that Bezdin was matbil. Maybe our Mishnah is where the father was the one convincing them, influencing them to do the conversion. So now the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Higdilu Yichol Limchos. If a child converted when he or she was younger, when they reach the age of 12 or 13 respectively, when they reach the age of adulthood, they're able to actually mocha and say, I want to opt out. Because when they were a child, they had no choice. So they're able to, they did whatever the father had said. They did whatever the Bezdin said. But the moment they became a Gadol or a Gadola, they could say, you know, we don't want to be part of this. They could leave the fold. So Gemara then says, Esi Ve'abai. Abai asks the question. Hagioris vashvuya vashivcha shiniftu vishinishgarivish and shachachu b'chusos mibinos shlosham v'yom echad k'subas and masayim. Our Mishnah said they had the status of a basula if they were converted or freed when they under the age of the three. Now they have a full k'suba. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question. If it's really true, when they become a gedola, they become 12, they're able to opt out. So what's going to happen is, let's say she was married, and let's say at 7 years old, she got a divorce, her husband died. So she collects masayim. Or, as the Gemara says, wait a second, if we say that she's able to higdil yichol limchos, yahavina le ksuba, the azli v'achli b'gyusa, are we going to give her a ksuba that now when she's 12, she can opt out and become a non-Jew, and she can use the money as a non-Jew? Why would you support the non-Jew at this point? Doesn't make any sense. So the fact that we're giving her ksuba, when even though she converted when she was younger, must be she must stay as a gyurus for the rest of her life. So Gemara says no. L'chi gala. So when she gets older, we don't give her the ksuba when she's a little girl. When she's an older girl, then when she's older, then we give her the ksuba. The Gemara says, still, l'chi gadla nami mimchai b'nafke. Even when she's older, maybe at 15, 16, she could say, you know what, this is not for me, I want to opt out. So how could you ever give a ksuba to a gioris if she always has the option of opting out, and in essence, we're supporting her when she's a non-Jew? So Gemara says, no. Kaven shehigdila sha'achas. The moment she becomes 12, she has a moment, that second, few seconds, whatever the shir is, and v'lo michta, and she decides not to protest, then shuv eina yichol limchol, she cannot protest anymore. She can't opt out. She has one moment, one chance to opt out. You're 12, you're bas mitzvah, you want to stay Jewish or not Jewish? If she says yes, she's stuck, not chuck, she's zocha for the rest of her life. If she says she doesn't want to continue this, then she has every right to leave and become a non-Jew. So we give her the money, but at the same time, only when she's older, once she accepts staying on as a Jew. So Gemara then says, Mesiv Rava. Rava asks a different question. Rava asks from a mission of Maseches Ksubas also in the third pair. It says, Eilun, while, again, the Abai was asking from the Ksuba in our Mishnah, Rava is going to ask from the question of a Knas later on, and the Gemara is going to ask why they didn't ask the same question. So, Mesiv Rava, Eilun Naro Shesheshlem Knas. These are the following girls who have a Knas. Haba ala Mamzeris, a man's Haba ala Mamzeris, Vahal Nesina, Vahal Kusis, Vahal Gioris, Vahal Shvuya, Vahal Shivcha, Shiniftu, Vishnishkairu, Shinishachu, Pchusos, Mibno Shlo Sham B'Yom Echad. All those situations similar to our Mishnah, but there's a Knas Yeshlehem, Knas is a Knas in this situation, which is what? That if a man violates them against their will, it's onus, so then they have to pay 50 kesef to the father. So all these situations, if a man is born a mamzeris and nisid and so on, he pays Knas. So now on the list of examples is a Gioris, Shinishtachru or Shinishgairu, when she's Pchusas Mibash Shloshan V'Yom Echad. Now the Gemara asks a question, wait a second. If it's true you would pay a knas to this girl, to the girl and the father, then if she gets older, yichol limchol, she's able to opt out of being a Jew, yahivnin le knas, we're going to pay her a penalty, the ozla v'achla b'yusa, that she's going to now use and we're going to support her when she's a non-Jew, that's what we're going to do? So Gemara says, no, l'chi gadla, we wait until she gets older to pay her the knas. Mar says, same question as before. L'chigala nami mimcha v'nafki. Maybe when she gets older, when she's 16, 17, she'll decide, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to leave. So in essence, you're now paying a knas to a girl who's going to be a non-Jew. Mar says, no. Same answer as above. Since kevin shehigdila, once she reaches 12, sha'achas, she has a moment to decide. If she decides to stay a Jew, lo michta, she doesn't opt out. She can't opt out anymore. So once she reaches the age of 12 and she says, I'm staying a Jew, that point we give her the knas, and the knas is helping to support a Jew. So now the Gemara wants to know, Abaye lo amar k'Rava, why didn't Abaye ask the question of Rava from knas? So the Gemara says, because we're not focusing so much on what she's receiving, we have to focus on penalizing the violator, penalizing the man in this case. We don't want to reward the violator. So now you're going to tell me, since the man violated a gioris, he should be off the hook without paying any penalty? That wouldn't be good. We want to penalize him for doing a terrible thing. Okay, even if that means that she might get to keep the money and maybe she becomes a non-Jew, in the end of the day, we don't want to reward the chote. That's why he did not ask him the case of kanas, because another reason, again, why to invoke a penalty because of him. And the other way, on flip side, Rava, lo amar k'abai, why didn't Rava ask the question from our Mishnah here about the Masayim of the Ksuba? So he says, because the Ksuba, hainu taimish shlo te kalab ein avlotzia. We want to make sure that the man has a penalty as well. I mean, if he knew he didn't have to pay the Ksuba, he could just get rid of her without caring about her, just leave her on the streets. But if he knows that if he lets her go, there's a certain hefty sum he has to pay, that's going to make sure that he won't just send her off to the streets without any reason. So that's why it's important to have the ksuba in play as well, and not necessarily going to play a role in deciding whether or not the question of the ability to be mocha or not mocha. This was just really making sure that the ksuba stays in play. So now the new mishnah begins in the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph. The mishnah says, Hagadol Sheba al Hamiktana, or Katan Sheba al Hagadola, and Amukas Eitz Ksubasan Masayim Divi Rabbi Meir. Meir says these are three instances where, although there may have been some type of Maisa Bia, or something placed inside, in the end that she remains a basula. That's because the first case, a ketana's bia is not called a bia, and the katan's bia is not called a bia either, and mukas eitz, some type of tool, is not called a bia either, so she maintains the status of a basula according to Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim, mukas eitz ksubas amana. He argues and says, no, mukas eitz is considered somehow removes the dam basulim, and therefore she would be rendered a bu'ula and only have the ability to collect amana. So Gemara is going to discuss this machlokas. Now, a basula, Rashi points out, it's read as the following, basula who's an amana, or basula who's a grusha, or basula of chalutza. Three different scenarios here of a basula. So basula amana, or grusha, or chalutza, minhana suin ksubasa amana. So let's say a woman was married, and then they got married, but there was never any bia, but they had chuppah. But before there was any bia, and she becomes widowed, or divorced, or chalutza in any of those situations, so then she loses the hanji. She only gets a ksuba mana now from the next marriage if she remarries someone, even though she's still a bu'ua busula, still nisuin alone without bia renders a woman a bu'ula, at least halachically. And furthermore, going on to Yud Aleph Amud Beis, in the second marriage, ve'ein latinus basulim. Her new husband can't say, I was married to basula, I thought, because you never had bia with your first husband. No, once she had marriage, even though there was no bia, mimela, she loses the full ksuba of 200, and she also has a status of ba'ula, and the new husband, the second husband, cannot have any tainas of not finding basulim. So the Mishnah continues to say, now on the top of Amud Beis here, ha'giyores, Vashivuya, Vashivcha Shiniftu, Vishinizgai, Vishinishnacharu, here is Yeseros Abanos Lo Sham Yamechad. When they're over the age of three, where in that case we say the Basulim don't return. The previous Mishnah was where it took place under three, so had there been Bia, the Basulim come back, but if they were had Bia over the age of three, then any Dam Basulim that was removed does not return. So then in that situation, these three individuals, the Shivcha, the Gyoros, and Shivuya, would all ksubas and mana. Their marriage in the next marriage would only have a ksuba of a mana and ein lehem tainus basulim, and the husband can't claim I didn't find basulim because we assume the basulim do not return. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Katan haba'al hagadola, asak mukas eitz. If a katan were to have bia with a gadola, we assume that's not a bia and consider mukas eitz. If you look at Rashi, two lines from the top here, mukas eitz, asak mukas eitz, Nihid de ain biasa bia. Granted, the bia is not a good bia when it's done by a katan. Mihulo garamates haniktka can't be any different than a piece of wood. Ule rabbanan de pliga mukas eitz biksubasamana. Just like rabbanan arguing Reb Meir, legabe mukas eitz in the Mishnah, so too he argues in the skabe a bias katan, it's no different than mukas eitz. The machlokas exists here as well. Gemara says now, kiamisa kame de shmuel, and he said this in front of Shmuel, however, amar ein mukas eitz bibasa, he argues and says, no, it does not. Have the does not work by a basar. Rashi says, "Ein mukas eitz bebasar adam vi buula lahavia mukas eitz nami lase." So he thinks that a katan does not render her a buula, and he also thinks that mukas eitz also does not render her a buula. She still is a basula, both by bias katan and by mukas eitz. So that's a machlokas both between Rav and Shmuel, what the status of a katan haba gadola is. So Gemara now says, "Ik the masila lahai shmaisa." Bapi Nafshi, others teach this independently. Meaning what? Katan haba al hagadola, Rav Amar asa mukas eitz, Ushmu Amar ein mukas eitz babasar. So they just have a standalone machlokas. What is the status of a bias katan? Is it mukas eitz and renders her ba'ula, or it's not a mukas eitz and she's still a basula? So Mesiv Rav Oshai asks a question, Gadol shaba al hakatana, v'katan haba al hagadola, u'mukas eitz, ksubasan masayim divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir thinks all three examples, she remains a basula, and Chachama Omrim, Mukas Eitz, Ksubasa Mana. So clearly we see that Chachama hold that it does make her a ba'ula. Sounds like it supports the position of Rav. That's like a bia. So it's like Mukas Eitz. So Gemara says, no, I'm a Rava. Hachi Gamar, Gadol, haba al hakatana v'loklum. But gadol's bana katana, when she's a minor, no effect. She remains a basula. The pachas mikan can also an etzba v'ayin dami. It's like putting a finger in the eye, and nothing takes place. Katana haba al hagadola asa mukatz eitz. That is the status of mukatz eitz. And what's the status of mukatz eitz? That itself, mukatz eitz, is gufa plukes of the Reb Meir Rabbanim. So it depends on this machlokas Reb Meir Chacham, and what they hold about mukatz eitz will also dictate what they will hold in terms of bias katan as well. Whether that's going to make her a beula or she remains a basula. So Gemara then says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, machlokas between Reb Meir Chachamim, legabe mukatz eitz in the Mishnah is only kishehikirba, when they recognize, when they're aware here that she's a mukatz eitz. So that's the machlokas. Now that we know she's a mukatz eitz, does that make her b'ul or basula? That's the machlokas. The Rabbi Meir midamile le bogeris. Rabbi Meir compares her to bogeris, and a bogeris is not a b'ula. She just became older. And sometimes when women become older, more mature, and they got married later, they oftentimes lose the dam basulim. But she's still called a basula. So we can't compare a mukatz eitz to a bogeris according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbanan medami leha lebu'ula. No, she's compared to bu'ula, and she'd only get a mana if it's a case of mukatz eitz. Ava lo hikirba, if they're unaware she's mukatz eitz, divri akol lo klum. Everybody would agree, it's considered mekach taos, and she would not get any ksuba. The whole thing's a mekach taos, she gets nothing. So Gemara then says, understanding what the machlokas is in the case of hikirba, when they know she's a mukatz eitz, do you compare it to a bogeris or to a bu'ula? The Gemara explains, Rameir amai medami le lebogeres. Why does he compare mukatz eitz to a bogeres? Nidme lebu'ula. Why not compare her to a bu'ula and she should only get money? The Gemara says, bu'ula isabed be maisi be de adam. Hello isabed be maisi be adam. There's a big distinction because bu'ula, there was a maisa done by a man. By mukatz eitz, there was no maisa done by an adam. Therefore, there's a very big distinction. That's why he thinks a mukatz eitz is like a bogeres who still remains a basula. Rabbanan say, Adam Dumwe the Bula, the fact that you compare a Mukatz Eitz to a Bula and she only gets mana, why not Nidme Le the Bogeris? Why not compare her to a Bogeris and she should maybe get Masayim? Where it says, Bogeris lo isabed maisa klal. A Bogeris, no mice was done to her. She just became older, more mature. As opposed to her, the case of Mukatz Eitz, isabed maisa. Maisa was done. Granted, it wasn't maisa be the Adam, but there's still maisa of Mukatz Eitz, and therefore he thinks it's more similar to a case of a Bula and not to a case of just a Bogeris. Now the Gemara says, we just said earlier, that lo hikirba, if they didn't recognize she's mukatz eitz, the whole thing's a mekach talis and she doesn't get any ksuba. So Gemara now says three wide lines down now. Ava lo hikirba, if he didn't recognize her that she was a mukatz eitz, he was unaware. The divra kol v'lo klum, she gets nothing. It's the whole thing's a mekach talis. So meisiv Rav Nachman. He omer, it's a different mission later on, if she says mukatz eitz ani, I'm a mukatz eitz. No, you're a man was with you. So you're a bu'ula. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, both of them say, Omrim, Nemes, she is believed. So she's believed. So this doesn't imply that she's believed that she's Mukas 8 and that she can collect Ksuba. This is certainly a case of Lo Hikirba. Back gets Lo Hikirba, and then they have in the Taina what it was, so Lo Hikirba, and yet still we trust her that she's a Mukas 8, and she could go ahead, and she can collect the Ksuba, against what we just said above. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Amar Rav, what Rav really means to say is as follows. Bain Hikirba, Bain Lo Hikirba, whether or not he is aware or unaware that she's a Mukas 8, doesn't really make a difference. Liraya Meir, Masayim, she gets a full 200. Mukas 8 is really nothing. There's no reason for the husband to be aware that she's a Mukas 8. That there's a full Masayim according to Rav Meir. But in the world of the Rabbanan, Hikir Ba Mana, if he's aware before they get married that she's Mukas Eitz, so it knocks it down to a Mana. But Lo Hikir Ba, if he is unaware that she's a Mukas Eitz, the din is Velo Kluma, that he doesn't collect, she does not collect anything. Then the Gemara says V'Hadar Bei, but then he retracted Rava. He said, not true. And there's going to be a long-winded Bryson discussion until we finally see the last few lines, what exactly is the retraction. So what's the Hadar Bei? Hadabei Rava, the Tanya, the Braisa says, Ketad Hotza Shemra, what exactly is the case of a Moti Shemra? Moti Shemra is where a husband, he gets married, and he claims his wife had no Dam Basulim. So if he lied, she really did have Dam Basulim, they had Edim, they found that there was Dam Basulim, he gets Malchus and he has to pay money to them. If he was correct and found Edim, she was Mizana while they were engaged, so then she gets Skila. So Gemara says, Ketad Hotza Shemra. Bala Bezin, they come to Bezin, Vamer Ploni, so-and-so, the husband says, Lo Matasi Lebitcha Basulim, I didn't find that your daughter had Dam Basulim. Im yesh edim shezinsa, if they're edim that she was mezana tachtav while they were married, yesh the ksuba mana, she gets a ksuba of a mana. We'll just explain that in a second, just hold off in that moment. Im yesh edim shezinsa tachtav baskili, what's she getting a ksuba for anything? She should be stoned if she was mezana while they were married. Hachi kamar. Im yesh edim shezinsa tachtav, if they're edim that she was mezana while they were married, biskila, she gets skila. If they're edim shezinsa mekara before they get married, so then she's just a ba'ula, but there's no znus in terms of eshizish. Then yesh la ksuba mana. She gets a ksuba of one mana. She loses the 200 because she's not a basula anymore, because she was mezana when she was before marriage. So she's a ba'ula, but she gets at least a mana. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba and Amar Rav Sheshe. Zosomeris, this teaches us that kansa b'cheskas basula. If you marry her, assuming she's a basula, but turns out Nim says she's only ba'ula, she still gets a ksuba. Yesh la ksuba mana. So on that, umesiv Rav Nachmana, Hanosi ishes velo matzala basulim. If he marries a woman and there's no basulim, he omeres misha satani nenasti. When I was engaged, I was violated by men, and nistach basadeo, and your field has been spoiled, but I was forced. Vomer lo kiela achel yesticha. No, you had bia before we were engaged. Haya mikhi mekachtos. It's a mekachtos. Meaning I was marrying a basula, and you're in fact a baula. So less like klal, and you don't earn anything because the whole thing's a mekachtos. So Amr, we haven't finished the whole conversation yet. Amr lu Rav Chiya bar Abba Efshir, is it possible? Rav Amram v'chol gdolei ador, we also the sing down. Kamar Rav Sheshes la Shmeis, when he said this whole discussion, v'kashuli asked the question. V'shani he answered, my mekachtos. What's a mekachtos? Not me. Me Masayim. Is it not from a Masayim? Avamana Isla. In other words, when he said I was marrying a basula and you turned out to be a baula. And to Mekachtos, he wasn't saying, you don't get anything, you get 100. V'yat Amar's less like Kaaba, you're saying she doesn't get anything when she turns out to be a Bula? Amar Rava says, no. Man de Kamosiv, Shaper Kamosiv, those who asked the question, asked a very good question. That's a Mekachtos Legami Mashma. It sounds like he's saying that she was a Bula, I married a Basula, she doesn't get anything. So Ella, the question becomes, we had above, that the din was, we had a clear brice above, that she, if she was mezana beforehand, the brice said earlier, she gets a ksuba mana. So one brice says she gets a ksuba mana. If you think you're marrying a basula, but she turned out to be baula, earlier we said she gets a mana. Now we're saying, he says, mekachtals, she doesn't get anything. So how do you explain? So hach, kasha hach, tarts ve'ema hachi. This is what it means. Im yesh edim shezin satachtav, if they were aiding that she violated their relationship, she was unfaithful while they were married, then b'skiya, she gets stoned. Zinsa mekara v'lo klum. If she was mezana before they got married, he thought he was marrying a basula. Turns out she was already bulat at that time. She gets nothing. But nimsa mukas eight. If it turns out she was just a mukas eight, that's why she did not have that basulam. Yesh la ksuba mana. In that case is when she gets a ksuba of one mana. But didn't Rava himself say above ha Rava hu damar rabbanan lo hikirbei v'lo klum? That Rava felt above according to rabbanan. His initial thought was that if Lo Hikirba, if he didn't recognize that she was a Mukas 8, and turned out she is, didn't he say earlier that she gets nothing? Ela must be Shma Amina Hadarbe Rava Mihahi. He retracted from what he said earlier. In other words, when there's a Mukas 8, when it comes to Rav Meir says, Bein Hikirba, Lo Hikirba, Masayim, and for Rabbanan the same thing. Bein Hikirba, Bein even Lo Hikirba, the dinner according to Rabbanan would be Mana as well. And that's how he concludes in the end. The only time she would get nothing is if it was Mamish a Bia, if she was Mizana before they got married, expecting to marry Basula, and she turned out to be a Ba'ula. In that situation, we say she gets nothing. That is, in fact, considered a Mekach Tos. Okay? We'll stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful day, a meaningful and easy fast.